Thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Simply Auto LLC. They're on Stadium, south of Interstate 555 in Jonesboro. And here's one of the great things about Simply Auto. They have guaranteed credit approval, plus a great selection that you can even check out online today at simplyautollc.com. So if you're looking for a different vehicle, check out simplyautollc.com. That's simply with an I.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Tuesday. It's November the 14th of 2017. A little more than a week away from Thanksgiving. Boom.
Wow. Here you go.
There's expandable pants out there now.
Yes. Do you guys see those? Yoga pants.
So, but there's actually a new company that's putting out expandable pants.
Huh.
It's kind of a big deal. If you guys feel like you eat a lot around the holidays, yeah. But a lot of people kind of plan on just getting bigger. But they actually have the pants that will just expand with you as you go throughout your holiday feast.
That's why you have January 1st to go out and work out again.
Yes.
It's the way it goes. What's on your mind this morning, David the Barrel Boy?
Well, speaking of food, don't have any banana today. My roommates ate them all, so I'm going to blame it on them.
What?
Uh-oh. No bananas in the house right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
Kelly Perry, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, you should be worried because my husband is upset with both you and Leslie.
Why is that?
Because Leslie sent me 700 pictures and videos last night of your new dog.
I'm sorry.
And now I want a new dog and already have two.
She started taking pictures of the dog as soon as the dog made it to the car. Yeah. I said, what are you doing? You're not even enjoying the dog. It's a really cute dog, though.
Yeah.
But let me give you the reality of having a puppy in the house. So you know the reality.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up about 30, not maybe 30 minutes, maybe 20 minutes before the alarm went off this morning because I heard, and he went outside. So, of course, it's 40 degrees outside. Yeah. I'm walking with him outside. Mm-hmm. And then I put him back in his, because I wanted him to lay on the couch. I was going to work on the couch. And you know what he wouldn't do? He wouldn't lay there.
He wanted to play.
So he had to go to the crate.
Oh.
You know what happens when you put the dog in the crate at like 4 o'clock in the morning? And then your wife, and then your kid. Oh. And it's 4 o'clock, and it's family gathering time.
Oh, good for you. You got to see your family before you got here.
Welcome to the life of a new puppy father. You guys want to hop in the Wayback Machine?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. This date, 2006, the number one song in the country was this one. I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive. Carved my name into his letter C. This has happened to David's truck before.
Don't say that.
Eleven years ago today, that was the number one song in the country.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Evidently, this morning we have Ebenezer Scrooge in the studio.
I know.
It's nothing like that.
Ebenezer.
Come on, Scrooge. What's going on over there in your mind?
Well, guys, just think about the stuff that drives you crazy or you're annoyed by in the holiday season.
Oh, family gatherings.
Yep, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Sounds awful. Let's have another family gathering.
No, but what I'm getting at is just a thing as simple as going to the grocery store. Because you know what we always get?
Pies.
Yeah, well, you do get pies. It's before you even walk into the store, you have that guilt inside of you.
About getting a good parking spot.
No, there's not that.
Oh.
It's the person standing out front. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, the bell ringer.
Exactly. There's that person standing there. And what do we do 9 times out of 10? We keep walking.
Oh, I know. And mm-hmm. You feel bad about that.
You do. And I feel awful.
What do you say as you walk past the guy ringing the bell?
Well, first of all, try not to make eye contact. I look down and I'm looking away the whole time. And if he does say something, or she or whoever, I hope you have a great day. Yeah, you too.
Oh, that feels awful when they're nicer than you are.
I know. They have the biggest smile on their face, and it's like 20 degrees, and the wind's blowing, and it's cold, and they're still happy.
And they have snot frozen to their lip, and you don't have 10 cents.
And I typically never have hardly any change or cash, and so I feel like I'm the person that has to walk by and explain to them why I'm not giving them any change.
Right. So what do you think they're thinking in their minds? Because if that's how you feel, if you feel guilty, I wonder if there's somebody who's been out there to ring the bell before.
Yeah, they have volunteers. Yeah, it's all volunteers.
So somebody who's given of their time.
Yeah.
And donated their time and probably some money as well. I wonder what they think as we walk by. I wonder if they're thinking, cheapskate.
David,
there's Baxter.
David probably walks by and they're like, jerk.
Right, I do wonder that.
Yeah.
I've always thought about that. Because they're going, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
I don't know if I want to know, man. It just made me feel worse.
If you've ever been a bell ringer outside of a store, and you've seen people like David walk by and not give anything, typically I donate, you know, $500 or $600 as I walk by.
Oh, wow.
It's just what
you are such a nice donor.
It's just what I do. I always carry that cash, you know.
Uh-huh.
But if you've ever been out there ringing the bell, I want to know what you're thinking as we walk by with no money and we make the excuses that it's all on the debit. Because I'm telling you, once they start saying we accept debit, I'm messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Game over. What do we do?
870-935-KFINE is our number. It's 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you walk by the guy doing the whole bell ringing with the Salvation Army, should we feel guilty? Because David tries to avoid it, he feels so bad.
Yeah.
Harold from Memphis is on the phone. Harold, what's your story, man?
I have actually rang the bell before.
So, Harold, what goes through your mind as people walk by?
Honestly, for me, I'm at a point of service when I'm doing that. So I really feel like it's very judgmental to really put something on people because you really never know what people are doing.
Yeah.
And you could have just put some change in the one down the street. So,
yeah.
I was taught by the person that showed me how to ring the bell, because yes, they do train you to do that.
That
you really, you really keep that out of your head. If not, you might not have that big smile on your face. You know what I mean? So,
that's a good point.
I think you guys are hard on yourself.
All right, man. We appreciate the call this morning. 870-935-KFINE is our number. It's 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And of course, every morning on KFINE, we got you gossip. Big gossip out on Taylor Swift. Of course, Reputation's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
It sold something like 925,000 copies in the first 2 days.
Wow.
And there's no telling what that number's going to be at the end of the week. But Taylor also announced a 27-date U.S. stadium tour.
Wow.
She's playing the stadium, y'all. Anyway, tickets go on sale December the 13th. There's a bunch of gigs, like in June in Chicago. She's playing Louisville, Atlanta, Nashville, Kansas City, St. Louis, New Orleans, and Arlington, Texas, just outside of Dallas. So if you're dying to go see Taylor Swift, lots of gigs within driving distance if you want to check that out. Taylor also made a surprise appearance last night on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. It was Fallon's first night back after the passing of his mother, and he told people, tune in, there's something really special. And here comes Taylor Swift with a surprise performance of New Year's Day. Check out Jimmy Fallon's social media to see that full clip.
Well, this weekend was a Kardashian-Jenner baby fiasco, okay? They had all kinds of baby showers. So on Saturday, Kim Kardashian West threw herself an at-home baby shower for her third child with Kanye West. And of course, she's expecting via surrogate. So her pregnant sisters, which have kind of been confirmed through different sources, Khloe and Kylie were also there. Sources say that Kylie covered up with a jacket.
Huh.
So, you know, of course, she didn't want people to know yet. Well, the very next day, Kylie threw herself also a baby shower. And she's expecting her first child, which they say is a baby girl. Anyway, she's not, of course, putting it on social media because on her show, she hasn't even said that she's pregnant yet. So right. She didn't put anything on Snapchat, nothing on Instagram. So it's kind of been on the low.
Crazy, but everybody thinks that she's pregnant.
Uh-huh.
They think Khloe's pregnant.
Correct.
They think Caitlyn's. Never mind.
Okay, good.
I don't think
Well, guys, Nick Jonas is just like all other millennials, right? He's 25 years old. Of course he's a multimillionaire.
Of course, like all of the millennials out there, yes. Multimillionaires.
Yeah, maybe not quite that part of it. But his mom still does his laundry. Wow. And in a recent interview, he says that not only does she love doing it, she actually wants to do his laundry.
No way.
She does it with a big smile, according to Nick Jonas. Every time he goes home, he takes laundry with him.
We have found the only female on Earth who enjoys doing laundry.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's the Jonas mom.
And I got to admit, though, I'm pretty guilty of that, too. Every time I go home.
You don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your mother still does your laundry?
Well, I mean, if I bring it up there, I'm like, hey, Mom, I think you can help me out.
Kelly, yeah, at what age are you done with that?
You know what? I can't say anything because it hasn't happened to me yet.
But your son's not 24.
Correct.
When Kurt's 24, will he be done with that?
Knowing my son, nope.
Nick Jonas's mom still doing his laundry. And every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Maren Morris tweeted that she was in London this morning.
That's cool.
I looked up the temperature in London. It's 53 there.
It's warmer.
I'm moving.
It's warmer in London than in K-Fine country.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, I read a lot of stories, and I never honestly thought that we would get this kind of issue with license plates on cars, but here we are. Huh. Something's happened. Some guy in Massachusetts got pulled over the other day. Just like that.
Nice sound effect, David.
Thank you. He got pulled over for something very peculiar on his car. And so as he got pulled over, the police noticed something. And it turns out he had a fake license plate on.
Oh.
Yeah, that's very illegal. You can't do that. But this fake license plate was made out of a pizza box and markers.
So he's really smart.
Yeah, he's the smartest guy in the room. And maybe it looked legit from 100 yards away, but close up, you could obviously tell it was a pizza box and markers.
Was it stained with pepperoni?
I didn't notice any grease stains on that.
Maybe a little bit of cheese?
Nothing like that. Maybe he wiped it all up before he put it on his car.
Gotcha.
But in the words of the police department, who actually posted about this, to those aspiring to make their own license plates, don't. And I have the picture. I'll tweet that in a minute. David on KFIN if you want to check it out. It's pretty funny. And yet there is another reason why people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, we're looking to give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. And guys, are y'all ready to go to the phones?
Yes.
Let's do it.
We need caller number 7 on the phone lines. 870-935-KFINE is our number. It's 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, where are you from?
Jonesboro.
All right, man. We have your chance to win a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard, but you got to play a game with us. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, man. We're going to play our really old game with a really lame name. It's called No
Your
Show.
We have 5 facts that relate to either myself, Kelly, or David, and you have to tell us who they relate to. Get 3 out of 5 right, and you can win, okay?
All righty. I'll try.
All right. Here we go. Question number 1.
Okay, so which one of us had a job at a movie theater? Was that Brandon, Kelly, or David?
I'd say David.
No, it was not me.
It was me.
What did you do at the movie theater?
I just took tickets and cleaned and did concessions and all different kinds of stuff.
Eat tons of popcorn?
Yeah.
All right, question number 2.
Which one of us is most likely to cry? Now think about this before you answer. Is it Brandon, Kelly, or David?
David.
Oh, no! I mean, he does whine more, but that would be Brandon.
Gosh, man, I'll cry watching anything. All right, question number 3, and you're going to have to get 3 out of 3 right on this one. Only one of us is called by their first name. Is it Brandon, Kelly, or David who goes by their first name?
Kelly.
Hey! There you go. So your name is
I go by David, but my first name is John.
And I go by Brandon, but my first name is Michael. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
All right, here we go.
All right, which one of us lives in a house that is animal free? Is that Brandon, Kelly, or David?
David.
David.
Hey! There you go.
All right, Brandon, you can win on this question right here.
Who has a parent that's a twin? Is it Brandon, Kelly, or David?
Kelly.
Try again.
Brandon.
Hey!
There you
Congratulations.
Go.
We're going to hook you up with the K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard.
I'm pretty bad at this game.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to
Florence.
You.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, November 14th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy belated birthday goes out to Jameson Deeds of Manila, who turned 7 years old over the weekend. Happy belated birthday. Hallie Newell of Westside, 5 years old today. We have Peggy Kiplinger of Jonesboro celebrating. Maddie Hodges of Wynn turns 7. Lucas Eaton of Jonesboro turns 10. Joshua Ashford of Paragould. Scott Hurt in Jonesboro. We have Taylor Myers of Paragould. Autumn Vickery is 42 years old
birthday.
Today. We saw her, was it 2 weeks ago?
At Pocahontas, yeah.
Jaslyn Anderson of Jonesboro has a birthday. Terry Passmore Reynolds of Jonesboro. Kaylin Crosp of Paragould turns 12. And Jackson White of Jonesboro also turns 12. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Vanessa Beyer is 36 years old today. She is on Saturday Night Live, who impersonates Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I like her. That impersonation is funny.
Travis Barker is 42 years old. He is the drummer from Blink-182.
Travis Barker celebrating his 42nd birthday today.
Josh Duhamel is 45 years old. Probably remember him from Transformers. He's also in the new Call of Duty game, World War II. He's in that. Patrick Warburton is 53. Putty from Seinfeld.
Putty. Putty.
Putty.
Condoleezza Rice is 63. Prince Charles is 69. Chip Gaines from Fixer Upper turns 43. And Will Hogue is 45. He is a singer-songwriter and is really known for the song from the Eli Young Band. He helped write this one called Even If It Breaks Your Heart.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Taylor Myers, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so Jason Aldean is going to be featured on the Today Show today. And he's actually talking about what happened in Las Vegas. It's the first time he's spoken on the horrific incident that happened in Vegas. Here's what Jason had to say about what it was like when he was on stage and the gunfire began.
I thought a speaker had blown, is what I thought. It just sounded like a crackling something. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm kind of looking around like, what is that? Trying to figure out what it is. Well, then it stopped. So I was like, all right, well, they must have got it fixed. And so I kept doing my thing. And then it happened again, and it lasted longer the second time. And so then I was actually kind of getting aggravated. So I looked over at the guy, my monitor guy that's on the side of the stage, as if to say kind of like, you know, what is that? And fix it. And when I turned to look, my guitar player had run behind me and was telling me to move, like to let's go. And my security guy was running on stage telling me to run.
Isn't that wild? And that's what we can remember is Jason continuing to play through that. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, he's running off of the stage. Anyway, the full interview will be on the Today Show this morning.
Country artists always seem to be really, really good at encouraging each other and kind of seems like they're always on the same team and always trying to lift each other up. Mm-hmm. Well, Kelsey Ballerini just gave Keith Urban's new single, Female, some love and shared her own version of the song on Instagram.
Sister, shoulder, daughter, lover, healer, broken halo, mother, nature, fire, suit of armor, soul survivor, holy water, secret keeper, fortune teller, Virgin Mary, scarlet letter, technicolor, river wild, baby girl, woman, child, female.
Well, that's neat. Mm-hmm. And a great song that's out there by Keith Urban right now.
So Rascal Flatts, they're a country group. They're not really known for their rap game, but I think they're about to change things up completely.
Wow.
They're going to be on this new show called Drop the Mic, in which they basically have a rap battle with another group on the show.
That's awesome.
And in this particular episode, they go head-to-head with the guys from Boys to Men. And we actually have a snippet of what that show is going to sound like, and here it is.
Give me a beat. These guys are second cousins, which is complicated, because if they're Rascal Flatts fans, then they probably date. The song what hurts the most was a real breakthrough, but what really hurts the most is listening to you.
So we're battling Boys and Men. How do we dare step on the favorite band of single grandmas everywhere? Oh. It's so hard to say goodbye. It's incredibly beautiful. You probably have heard it if you've been to a funeral.
All your tracks and covers is terribly hokey. Had 16 number ones and it's basically karaoke.
The song One Sweet Day is hot fire, but it wouldn't be if it weren't from Mariah.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Yeah, if you want to check out that that clip, you can on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079, and the show is on tonight on TBS.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I was driving a couple days ago, and there was, you know, you have those group of birds that always kind of stay together when you're on the highway, and they always get away before you get there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they always fly off. Well, I was going probably about 45, 50 miles an hour, and there was a group of birds, and I didn't think anything about it because, you know, they're going to fly off. Well, I get closer and closer, and one of them does not fly off. And before I get there, I don't have a chance to somehow stop. Mm. Okay? So I hear...
That's a big bird.
Well,
yeah. You hit an owl.
It was. Jeez. It was an eagle.
She hit the raven in the big old statue in Raven.
No, it was just one of those little finches. It's like those little tiny brown ones that are always like on the Walmart parking lot trying to get food. Mm, you know.
Yeah.
So it was one of those. But I looked back in my rearview mirror to see if it was still there because I'm an animal lover. It doesn't matter what kind of being it is. I'm going to be sad whether if it's a spider. Well, maybe not a spider. But I get sad for animals getting hurt or whatever, even sure. Little ones that everybody else are like, those are rodents, squirrels or whatever.
Right.
So I get home and I didn't want to get out of my car because I was scared that that bird was in my grill of my car. And I was like, if it's dead, I'll be okay. But if it's struggling, I'm going to lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I called my husband and I was like, I need you to come out to the garage and I need you to look in the grill of my car. And he was like, why? And I was like, I need you to see if there's a bird suffering.
Oh,
and
goodness.
If there is, I'm going to need you to do something about it before I get out of the car.
Poor Tweety.
I know. Anyway, so he comes out and he looks and he was like, Kelly, there's nothing there. And I was like, oh, good. Well, maybe somehow it got away or whatever. So yesterday I get home. Now this is a couple days later. Yesterday, I get home, I pull up in my driveway, and there was some kind of, you know, leaves are falling now. There's leaves falling, whatever. So I get out of my car, and all of a sudden, I see something, and it's the head of the bird.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. You decapitated the bird.
In front of my car. And I had to I was so upset.
Where's the rest of the bird?
I don't know. Oh, and I told Joey, I was like, I can't believe you didn't see it. And he was like, well, I'm sorry. You know, but I was so sad, and it was a dumb bird, but I was still sad. And I got to thinking, how many of us have hit animals with our car? Because one thing that I do is my dad was always preached to me, Kelly. He goes, if you swerve out of the way, there's always a good chance you're going to wreck, you know, and die. Mm-hmm. You know, an animal is not more important than your life. And he would go, I know you think it is, but it's not. It's not as important. And so, like, I've always been taught not to swerve, but there's something about going over a turtle or whatever, and you're trying to, like, split it with your car. I always pick up my feet. like I'm in a Flintstone car, like my feet are going to touch the ground or the animal or something. I always pick up my, and I cringe a little bit. I'm like, ugh. Do y'all do that?
I don't pick my feet up off of the car, no.
No, I typically don't do that.
That doesn't sound real safe. So I remember this time we were going out to get something late, and it was late at night, and we're out toward the Valley View area, and my wife is driving. I don't even know why she was driving, but here comes a possum. So the possum, let's say it's running from the driver's side toward the passenger side, right? She swerves to the right and smacks the possum. Like, the possum would have probably ran right underneath the car, but she swerved into him. Clonk, 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 clonk.
What, did she do it on purpose?
I accused her of doing it on purpose. Aww. So you don't swerve toward, you know, toward the path of the animal.
Right.
You have to know which way you're going to go.
I'm going to get it.
I mean, it was like she was hunting for possum. But here's the deal. We've all hit things.
Yes.
We have all run over things in our lives. Maybe it's an animal. Maybe it's something else. I was actually guilty one time of kind of, sort of bumping a gas pump at a gas station when I was about 16.
Did you drive off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
But we all hit things like that, right?
Yeah.
Accidentally?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the craziest thing you've ever hit with your car? Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Again, this is K-Fine Country. We've smacked crazy things in K-Fine Country.
An armadillo?
870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346. What's the craziest thing you've ever hit with your car?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Anthony from Swifton is on the phone. Anthony, what's the craziest thing you've hit with your car?
A buzzard.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah, he took my passenger side rearview mirror plumb off.
Oh, my goodness. Dang,
870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346. What's the craziest thing you've hit with your car?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What's the craziest thing you've ever hit with your car? Phone lines are going nuts right now over this. 870-935-KFINE is our number. It's 870-935-5346. Hey, KFINE, who's this?
Oh, this is Garrett. My buddy, he hit a crane one time. He was going about 70 miles an hour and hit a crane, a bird crane, you know.
Did that do damage to the car?
No, it didn't. It didn't mess his truck up or nothing. There was nothing left of the bird, though.
See, when I first heard he hit a crane, did you guys think, oh, my gosh, how do you run into equipment?
Well, I was like, he didn't survive.
Going 70, man.
That dude is hurt. Craziest thing you've hit with your car, 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346. We have Kim on the phone. Kim, what's the craziest thing you've hit with your car?
Telephone booth.
How'd you do that?
And here in Jonesboro in 1979, it was kind of icy, and my best friend and I were being chased by some guys, and we wanted to throw them off. So I went to make a quick right turn. It was off of Nettleton. I can't remember the street there. And sure enough, I slid and hit the telephone booth, and as long as I knew that we were fine, we just backed up and went on our way.
Oh, man.
870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios.
Man, that crane story reminds me of this time I hit a chicken hawk on my way to work.
What's a chicken hawk?
It's one of those big birds you see on, like, telephone poles and stuff. It, like, swoop around and pick up mice. Yeah, those things are massive up close. But I was driving, and all of a sudden, it was on Highway 49 going about 60, 65, and this thing, like, flies in front of me. I hit it with my grill at first. It rolls on top of the hood. Then I hit it again with my windshield. Then it rolls over the top of my truck. Scariest moment of my life.
Well, did you go check on it?
Well, it was just a big pile of feathers after that. And it broke my hood. Or not my hood. It broke my grill on my truck. I had to get it replaced.
And it also broke your heart?
It broke my heart right here.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're talking about the craziest thing you ever hit with your car. 870-935-KFINE. Sierra, what's the craziest thing you've ever hit with your car?
Well, I was at Sonic, and I one time was in this huge Ford F-150 truck just learning how to drive, and I ran into the little card reader, and I broke it off.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
And so I backed up, and I was too scared to leave, so then the lady comes out to bring my stuff. I'm like, y'all card reader, I think it's messed up. And she's like, yeah, it's been messed up for a while, so I guess I'm not the only one that ever hit it, but it completely, like, twisted. Like, I couldn't put my card in it. She had to take my card inside. I mean, I was so embarrassed.
870-935-KFINE. That's our number. What's the craziest thing you've ever hit with your car?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're talking about the craziest thing you ever hit with your car. Phone lines are going crazy. It's also on social media. So if you can't get through on the phone lines, which are 870-935-KFIN, you can always go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
In fact, on Facebook, we have a really good story. Tiffany Jordan Hall says she was backing out of her mom's driveway and hit their gas meter. And to make it even worse, it was on Mother's Day, too.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom!
We had to shut the gas off for the whole day.
Oh, that's awful. Let's go to the phones and Wanda from Harrisburg. Hey, Wanda, what's the craziest thing you've ever hit with your car?
My mom has hit two cows on two separate... She hit a cow, and then a month later, she hit another cow.
How does that happen?
Wanda, was she driving through a field?
No, she was driving on the road the first time. It was me and her and my little brother, and we were on her way home from work, and she just hit it the second time. Oh. We were out looking at Christmas lights. It was Christmas time, and we had been out looking at Christmas lights, and she rounded a curve, and there it was, and she hit it too.
Oh, my goodness. My grandmother ran over a dog on Christmas morning. She was bringing presents over. It's like 1987. And I remember I was 10 years old, and Nana came in tears on Christmas morning. And we were all concerned about why Nana was crying. And she confessed that she killed a kid's dog on her way to bring us presents on Christmas morning.
Man.
We've all hit crazy things.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, we've had so many stories.
870-935-KFIN is our number, or you can go to our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, we have another one on here. Laura Ann Paget Hall sent us one that said a turkey flew out of her when she was like 16. And she swerved to miss it, but hit it anyway. And she tried to go pick up the turkey because she knew her parents wouldn't believe her and put it in the trunk of her car.
Oh, my gosh.
She couldn't find the turkey. So I guess to this day, her parents don't believe her. But we believe you, Laura.
Yes, we do.
You. There you go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly smacked a bird, killed the bird, felt guilty.
Yes.
We talked about, hey, the other things we've hit with our cars, and people have much better stories than ours. 870-935-KFINE. We have Ginger from Wynn on the phone. Ginger, what's your story?
Okay, well, this is kind of different. I was driving. It hit me, but I got hit by a spray rig.
My gosh.
Going down the highway. It was going down 64 here outside Wynn, and it was had its the booms out, you know, the big ones that sprayed the field. Okay, well, the booms was out. It was like 6 o'clock one morning. Well, it hit a tractor trailer rig in front of me, and it broke the arm off, and it swung around and hit me in the windshield and totaled my truck out. And the guy was, it turned out to be was a drunk driver, and
really?
He had stolen it the night before, and then hit like 30 other people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and had he hit the heat, like we were standing there waiting for the police to get there, and a Greenway equipment truck drove by, and he hit him on the way back by. Yes, it was crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And every morning on KFIN, we got you gossip. And I'm already making plans to pick up some tickets to take the family to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, I know.
So we just knew that when she put Reputation out and it was going to sell like crazy, that the tour would be following. Little did we realize she was going to be playing stadiums. We're talking about football stadiums that will be packed with Taylor Swift fans. 27-date tour that opens up on May the 8th. Tickets go on sale December 13th. Which just so happens to be Taylor's birthday.
Oh.
But there's a lot of places we can go within driving distance. Chicago, Louisville, Atlanta, Nashville, Kansas City, St. Louis, New Orleans, and Arlington, Texas. So if you're a big Taylor Swift fan and you want to see her play the big stadium tour, that's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's going to be playing a number of places that we can get to by car. She also showed up last night on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. It was a surprise deal. Mm-hmm. And she played her new song, New Year's Day. Let's check it out. This is Taylor Swift from last night.
Don't read the last page, but I stay. When you're lost and I'm scared and you're turning away, I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day.
Jimmy Fallon has the entire performance on his social media. You can check it out there.
So this past weekend was a Kardashian-Jenner baby shower fiasco, okay?
Yeah.
So Saturday, Kim Kardashian West threw an at-home baby shower for herself and her soon-to-be child, who she's expecting through a surrogate with Kanye West. Well, her pregnant sisters that haven't been totally confirmed yet, but most people are saying it's a done deal. Khloe Kardashian and Kylie Jenner were also there. Well, the very next day, 20-year-old Kylie, who's the youngest, who is also pregnant, rumored to be pregnant, she's having a baby with her boyfriend Travis Scott. They think it's a baby girl. She threw herself a shower. hour at her home, but she is keeping it under wraps because typically she snaps everything. She puts everything on Instagram, but she hasn't even announced on her show yet that she's expecting. So she's kind of keeping some things under wraps. But she was also hiding her belly bump in a jacket at her sister's shower.
She also posted either an Instagram story or a snap of herself and the stuff she was buying at a convenience store. This is last week. And one of the things people noticed that she had on the conveyor belt was a feminine hygiene product that would indicate that she, you know, was like not pregnant.
She's doing that on purpose.
And people are wondering if that's the case.
She's throwing everybody off the trail. So Nick Jonas is just like all other millennials. The guy's 25 years old, and he's a multimillionaire.
Oh.
Just like we all wish we could be.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But his mom still to this day does his laundry.
Oh, stop.
And he even said she loves doing it and actually wants to do it. First person I've ever heard say that. But I have to admit, I'm guilty of this very same thing. If I go to my parents' home, I bring home some laundry, my mom just...
You know what?
Does it for me.
But she's probably sitting in a $25 million house that he bought her.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what? So. I'll do your laundry, too.
There you go. And every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's 841 in K-Fine country. And guys, we're still getting messages about people who have hit crazy things with their cars.
David Cooley from Jonesboro Animal Control says, one year, a few days after Christmas, I ran over a kid's RC truck he had just gotten from Santa.
Oh, Cooley. No.
It wasn't even his own kid. It was somebody else's kid.
Leave it to Officer Cooley to ruin Christmas.
Cooley of all people.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
As I discussed earlier, sometimes in life, you know, you do things against your better judgment. And like we have two dogs at home that are, you know, they're nice dogs and they play a lot. And we finally have them kind of chilled out because they're 2 years old.
Well, as of about 10 minutes ago, I love your judgment.
So my judgment led me to trying to please my son and my wife. And our new dog is actually in the studio this morning.
Oh, my. His name's Ace.
Ace is a little German Shepherd puppy that we ended up getting last night, who's made Kai like the happiest kid on earth. But he also caused us to be up throughout the night. Did you hear Ace whining throughout the night?
No.
Kelly, do the whine that you believe he was doing.
That is not what he did. That he like, if he does it right.
What is that?
Oh, he was
gosh.
Like,
whoa.
Like that.
Me and Kai do like making animal noises.
No more animal noises, Kai.
Okay, good.
What's Kelly's best animal noise that she does? Can chicken. You remember? The chicken?
Oh, that pig.
A pterodactyl. Do it.
This is such a weird day.
Yes, it is.
But anyway, as a parent, though, I mean, I guess I was able to talk my grandparents and my mom into doing things that we didn't really need. Mm-hmm. But they were trying to be nice, and this is the perfect example of what happens.
Man, I couldn't talk my mom into anything.
Well, I mean, look at this. Your mom listens to us.
I know. She would tell you the same thing.
We have to be nice about her. Anyway, we did post pictures. I think people like dogs, and this is a cute dog, and he's a really pretty one and all that. But anyway, we posted the picture on our social media if you want to check it out. It's Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter, and then Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook. What do you think, guys?
That's the calmest puppy I've ever seen.
Two thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
Two
yeah.
paws up.
Yes.
Watch out for that poop in the floor, David.
Oh, great.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And y'all, we have a doctor in the room. Anybody have any ailments?
Because hey, pretty would much, you look at this?
Pretty much when a doctor comes around, we all have something wrong with us. Well, you know, I hate to bother you, but look this. Right. Dr. Joy Scott joins us in the studio from St. Bernard's First Care. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, we're doing pretty well. Do people come to you all the time and ask you, hey, I mean, I know you're not at work, but can you check this out for me?
Occasionally. But you know what? I love it. If I could talk medicine all the time, I would. I have to hold back most of the time and say, no, people probably don't want to talk about that.
But we're here to talk medicine today.
Exactly. So antibiotic stewardship this week.
So what does that mean for us as people who, I mean, everybody has had to take antibiotics at some point in our lives?
So what we're here to do this week in particular is put an emphasis on getting the word out, educating people. When do you need an antibiotic and when do you not need an antibiotic? And if you see your doctor, you know, why might they not give you an antibiotic for your respiratory infection, for your coughing and sneezing that's going on? You know, right. What are they looking for? What are we looking for, basically?
So as people, I think when we go to the doctor, we think if we're going to the doctor, we're leaving with an antibiotic. That's kind of what we go for. I've walked into the doctor before and said, hey, I think I just need the antibiotic. Can you just prescribe me an antibiotic? Almost like I'm self-diagnosing, but that's not always the issue.
Well, we certainly like to hear what you have to say. You know what? If you have strep every year and you feel like you've got strep, we certainly want to test you for strep and give you something if you need it, you know, for that. But some of the time, especially with these, you know, coughing, sneezing, just even body aches, feeling miserable kind of stuff, and you can feel miserable with a virus. But if it is a virus and we tell you it's a virus, well, what that means is an antibiotic's not going to help with it. So we're just educating people, you know, an antibiotic is going to help if you've got a bacterial infection, and we look for certain things to say we think this is bacteria and you need an antibiotic.
Right.
But it won't help at all with the virus, and we'll give you some guidance on what's going to help with your symptoms while it's running its course.
Okay, so let's say, for instance, what would be like a main symptom of something that was a bacterial infection that would need an antibiotic?
So if you have got something that maybe started as a virus, and you know, where do bacteria like to live? Well, where it's nice and snotty. So, you know, sometimes a bacteria infection moves in on top of what you already have, maybe a virus. So if you're going along, you know, and you may, if you start out with a virus, you may even have a fever on the first day or two, but you're going along 4 or 5 days later and you suddenly have new symptoms, your spiking fever is 101 or more, you're so wiped out, you can't get up off the couch, you know, something new is going on. We want you to come see us, your regular doctor, and take a real close look at that and say, well, something new's moved in. You might need an antibiotic at this point.
What are the most typical viruses that don't need antibiotics around here? Are there ones that you see often where people are like, oh, I think I need a medicine? And you're like, no, you don't need anything but rest.
Your typical viruses are going to be adenoviruses, rhinoviruses, just not around here, just over the, you know, the whole country. And it doesn't really matter, you know, what they are, as long as in particular, because we don't treat them any differently, you know, right, based on what type of virus it is. But it does make a difference how long it's going to last. Some of them are more your 5 to 7 day virus. Some are your more, you know, 8, 9, 10 day course goodness. For those kind of things. I'm sure you know it if you've had one of those.
Mm-hmm. So when somebody comes into you, how quick can you figure out if it's bacterial or just something that's going to be a virus that just has to work its course?
So a lot of times we will ask you a lot of questions actually about it before we take a look at you, and we want to know, you know, when it started, what symptoms are you having, particularly red flag kind of things, you know, like I had talked about high fevers,
yeah,
or just if you are really extra tired and you know, I couldn't even go to work today because of this thing. Well, we may say that's a little unusual for your regular virus. I mean,
right,
you can be miserable with a virus, but usually you're functional. Yeah.
It's functioning misery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, David was talking about how he had the flu earlier this year.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
He never misses work. And he said, boom, he was at home and he felt great, 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 bam, and it hit him out of nowhere.
Yeah, I was trying to watch the national championship game. I couldn't do it because I was sick.
Stupid flu.
Yeah, dumb flu.
No, but is that typical for you to have no symptoms on something like the flu and then bam, it just hits out of nowhere?
This is so classic for the flu, is that you're at lunchtime, you were feeling fine, you were making plans, mm-hmm, and dinner time, you're sitting there in front of the TV with your bucket, hits you like a ton,
yeah,
of bricks.
Oh my gosh.
And you can have, yeah.
Yeah, I was eating dinner, then all of a sudden, an hour and a half, 2 hours later, I was throwing up every 30 minutes. It was the weirdest thing.
But the main takeaway is that when you're sick, you don't necessarily have to have an antibiotic. Go to your physician and you guys will be able to help diagnose what they need.
Exactly. And especially if you go to your regular doctor, you know, it should be somebody who knows you, somebody where you have that relationship, and you can say, or they can say to you, you know, look, I know it's Monday, you're 4 days in and you're miserable.
Ugh.
You know, if you can call me on Thursday, if you're just not any better, you have, or you know, it's that time when a virus should have run its course.
Right.
And we'll, you know, get something for you at that point. So somebody where you have that relationship where you can say, hey, I'm here today. Do I have to come back today? And if nothing new's going on.
Right.
You know.
Dr. Joy Skog joins us in the studio from St. Bernard's First Care. We appreciate the information. Again, it's Antibiotics Stewardship Week across K-Fine Country, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Jason Aldean is featured on the Today Show, and on that show, he's talking about how he'll never be the same after what he went through in Las Vegas. Jason also was talking about when he was up there on stage and the gunfire had started. He didn't know what was going on and he didn't think it was gunfire At first, here's Jason Aldean.
I thought a speaker had blown, is what I thought. It just sounded like a crackling something. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm kind of looking around like, what is that? Trying to figure out what it is. Well, then it stopped. So I was like, all right, well, they must have got it fixed. And so I kept doing my thing. And then it happened again, and it lasted longer the second time. And so then I was actually kind of getting aggravated. So I looked over at the guy, my monitor guy that's on the side of the stage, as if to say, kind of like, you know, what is that? And fix it. And when I turned to look, my guitar player had run behind me and was telling me to move, to let's go. And my security guy was running on stage telling me to run.
Just awful. Jason Aldean detailing what happened in Vegas on the Today Show.
Country artists always seem to support and encourage each other. And Kelsea Ballerini gave Keith Urban's new single, which is called Female, some love and shared her own interpretation of the song.
Sister, shoulder, daughter, lover, healer, broken halo, mother, nature, fire, suit of armor, soul survivor, holy water, secret keeper, fortune teller, Virgin Mary, scarlet letter, technicolor, river wild, baby girl, woman, child, female.
That's Kelsea Ballerini covering Keith Urban's song, Female.
You know, when you think of Rascal Flatts, you're probably thinking of a country group, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, after tonight, you may be thinking of a rap group because they're trying to change things up. They're going to be on this new show called Drop the Mic, in which they have to have some kind of rap battle with Boyz II Men.
Yes.
What?
They're going head to head, and here's what it sounds like.
Give me a beat. These guys are second cousins, which is complicated because if they're Rascal Flatts fans and they're probably dating. The song what hurts the most was a real breakthrough, but what really hurts the most is listening to you.
So we're battling Boyz II Men. How do we dare step on the favorite band of single grandmas everywhere? Your song Hard to Say Goodbye is incredibly beautiful. You probably have heard it if you've been to a funeral.
All your tracks and covers is terribly hokey. Had 16 number ones and it's basically karaoke. The song One Sweet Day is hot fire, but it wouldn't be if it weren't from Mariah.
Oh my goodness. Well, you can check the show out on TBS tonight, and if you want to watch that video, you can on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I didn't realize this, but there are still people who use payphones.
Really?
It's like, I don't even know where we would go to find a payphone anymore. But back in the day, they were pretty much everywhere.
Mm-hmm, they were.
Yeah.
I mean, Superman, the whole idea behind Superman was Clark Kent would go into the big payphone booth and come out.
Yep. Yeah, he would.
So anyway, they say that last year, there were about $286 million made through payphones. $286 million from payphones. Now, the number's going to go down a little bit this year. Mm-hmm. They're estimating around $236 million. But that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's a ton of money to go to a payphone.
Maybe they're in airports. I think they might be in airports.
Or bigger cities or
something.
Although,
last time I've been, you don't see, like, you know, they'll have like a whole line of payphones at a certain place. It's now they have places to charge your phone.
Yep. We need to send David on the great payphone hunt.
I don't know where I'd even start.
I mean, you would have started at the old Indian Mall. They had that whole wall.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole wall, but there was a part of the wall that was the payphones.
Oh, man. Where would they be now? That's a good question.
All right. You find out and let us know tomorrow.
I'll do it.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.